The Kingdom of Gene Silencing. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter & Company Biotechnology, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Why RNAi is the next monoclonal antibody, and how to own it. Silence one gene and you can silence almost any gene. That is the whole investment case for gene silencing, part of what we call biotech's 11 kingdoms of medicine. Instead of blocking a disease-causing protein after the body has already built it, these drugs intercept the genetic message and stop the protein before it exists. The hurdle to more therapeutics in this class of drugs is the delivery mechanism. Safe delivery mechanisms must be developed for each kind of tissue. But, once you solve the delivery issue, you can silence essentially any gene in that tissue. The liver is now solved. The rest of the body is the next frontier. The biggest prize is the untreated cardiovascular target, lipoprotein A, or LPA, an inherited driver of heart attacks and strokes that affects about 1 in 5 people and has no approved therapy. What gene silencing is, in plain English, every disease-causing protein in the body starts as a message. A gene copies its instructions onto a short strand of RNA called messenger RNA, and that message travels to the cell's factories, which read it and build the protein. Almost every drug ever made works downstream of this message. It blocks the finished protein, or the receptor the protein acts on. Gene silencing works upstream. It destroys the message before the factory ever reads it. There are two dominant approaches to gene silencing. The first is RNA interference, or RNAi, which uses double-stranded snippets called small interfering RNA, siRNA. The siRNA loads into a protein complex called RISC and turns that cellular machinery into a shredder for those cellular messages. This is the mechanism that's been developed for decades by Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, Alni, Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, ARWR, Silence Therapeutics, SLN, and Dicerna Pharmaceuticals, formerly DRNA, now owned by Novo Nordisk, NVO. The second approach is the antisense oligonucleotide, ASO, a single-strand molecule, and it is the older and simpler approach. It binds the target message directly and either blocks it or flags it for a cutting enzyme. Ionis Pharmaceuticals, IONS, founded in 1989 as Isis Pharmaceuticals and renamed Ionis in December 2015, to avoid association with the militant group, has developed this approach since the 1990s and has 4 approved drugs. The commercial difference between the two approaches is dosing frequency. siRNA is catalytic. Once one siRNA molecule loads into the RISC complex, that complex chews through thousands of copies of the target message before it is recycled. Thus one dose keeps working for months. ASO is stoichiometric. Each molecule takes down roughly one message and is then used up, so you have to keep replacing the drug. In practice, that is the difference between an injection 4 times a year and an injection 12 times a year. The catalytic advantage is significant. When Novo Nordisk bought Dicerna in 2021, it paid $3.3 billion, an 80% premium for the delivery platform, not for any single drug in the pipeline. How gene silencing, the fourth kingdom, was built. Andrew Fire, a pathology and genetics professor at the Stanford School of Medicine, and Craig Mello, a research investigator at the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School, discovered RNA interference in C. elegans, a roundworm, and published their breakthrough in the journal Nature in 1998. They injected double-stranded RNA into C. elegans and watched it silence a specific gene. This was the founding experiment of the entire gene silencing field. Their discovery won them the 2006 Nobel Prize in Medicine. This is the science every siRNA drug, produced by Alnylam, Arrowhead, Silence, Dicerna, descends from. The next breakthrough came from Thomas Tuchel's lab at the Max Planck Institute in 2001. Tuchel discovered that short 21-nucleotide double-stranded RNA snippets could silence genes in mammalian cells without setting off the immune alarm. Every commercial siRNA drug on the market today descends from this discovery. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the next year, in 2002, by 4 scientists, Tuchel among them. In 2003, Alnylam merged with Germany's Ribopharma, folding a second, independently derived patent family under one roof. That merger is the most important corporate event in the sector's patent history, because it gave Alnylam a claim to the broadest foundational intellectual property in the field, the Tuchel 2 patents, which were issued in 2006 and covered the design of the silencing molecules themselves. As with all new approaches to medicine, the path to widespread commercialization hasn't been easy. Big Pharma tried to develop RNAi 3 times and failed. Merck, MRK, paid $1.1 billion for Cerna Therapeutics in 2006 and sold it back to Alnylam in 2014 at a $925 million loss. Roche, IRB, paid Alnylam $331 million for a platform license in 2007, then exited the field in 2011, selling its Wisconsin research site, its delivery chemistry, and 40 scientists to a small company called Arrowhead in exchange for a 10% equity stake. That fire sale is the origin of Arrowhead's entire modern platform. Novartis, NVS, repeated the pattern in 2015, dumping its RenAI assets on Arrowhead for $35 million after spending roughly $700 million on Alnylam over the prior decade. The lesson the survivors learned is the one that governs the kingdom today. RenAI did not fail in those years. The delivery of RenAI failed. The science is real and effective, but getting a fragile strand of RNA to the right cells intact has not been solved for all tissue. The company that stayed, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, has now spent 20 years solving delivery. Solving delivery, one tissue at a time, and Cerna molecule injected into the bloodstream degrades within minutes, gets filtered out by the kidney, or fails to cross into cells. The central fact of the entire Fourth Kingdom is that there is no such thing as an all-purpose gene-silencing drug. There will be dozens of gene-silencing drugs, and the delivery system for each will depend on the tissue it's targeting. The first tissue that's been solved is the liver. The key to unlocking it is a sugar tag called GalNAc. GalNAc is a molecule that the liver's main cells naturally grab and pull inside through a specific receptor. Attach GalNAc to Cerna and the whole package delivers itself to the liver after a simple injection under the skin. Every approved liver-targeted Cerna drug uses some version of this technology. It is what turned RenAI from a laboratory promise into a commercial category. Here's the good news. There are a lot of valuable drug targets in the liver. Lipoprotein A is made in the liver. So is APOC3, the target of the triglyceride drugs. So is the protein behind transthyretin amyloidosis, the disease that built Alnylam's current revenue stream. And because the liver is the tissue the industry knows how to reach, the first wave of gene-silencing blockbusters is a wave of liver-targeted drugs. But the next decade of value creation is about every other tissue. Brain, muscle, fat, kidney, lung, heart, eye. Two public companies are furthest along. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals platform now spans 7 cell types, with 5 in human testing: liver, lung, skeletal muscle, brain, and fat. Alnylam has gone deep on one tissue that matters enormously, the brain, and has published 18 to 24 months of human data showing more than 70% knockdown of a target implicated in Alzheimer's with dosing just twice a year. Prior attempts at brain diseases managed 25% to 30% knockdown and were poorly tolerated. Arrowhead is broader. Alnylam is deeper where it has chosen to fight. Both bets can pay off, and neither stock is reflecting the enormous potential value of an effective LPA drug. The big prize, lipoprotein, a lipoprotein A, LPA for short, is a cholesterol-carrying particle, similar to the LDL, low-density lipoprotein, that every doctor already treats, but with an extra protein wrapped around it. Unlike almost every other risk marker in cardiology, your LPL level is roughly 80% to 90% set by the gene you were born with. Diet does not change it. Exercise does not change it. Statins, the drugs that made cardiovascular prevention a mass market, barely touch it and can even nudge it the wrong way. It is a direct, independent cause of heart attack, stroke, and a narrowing of the heart's aortic valve, and it is elevated in about 1 in 5 people. There is no approved drug that lowers it. None. This is a major driver of the world's leading cause of death, written into the DNA of 1.4 billion people, with zero approved therapy. This is the largest untreated cardiovascular market left in medicine. If the ongoing trials prove that lowering LPA prevents heart attacks, then these drugs represent a $50 billion a year, statin-scale market. Every drug in the race has already proven it can lower LPA, but none has proven that lowering LPA alone will prevent heart attacks. Lowering LPA is a surrogate, a stand-in the field believes tracks the real outcome, but has not yet confirmed. The four contenders' 4 late-stage drugs are competing to be first to prove it can lower LPA, split across the two approaches to gene silencing. The leader is an ASO from Novartis in partnership with Ionis. Pelacarsen lowers LPA by about 80% and requires a monthly injection. Its cardiovascular outcomes trial, LPA Horizon, enrolled 8,323 patients with established heart disease and is the first outcomes trial for any LPA-lowering drug in history. In its July 21 investor update, Novartis reports that the results are expected in the second half of 2026. The precise timing isn't known because it is an event-driven trial, meaning it reports when a preset number of cardiovascular events have accumulated rather than on a fixed calendar date. The other 3 new drugs use the Cerna approach, which is more potent and more convenient. Alpaceron, from Amgen, originated at Arrowhead. It is dosed once a quarter and cuts LPA by more than 95%. Its outcomes trial, OCNA, enrolled roughly 7,000 patients and is expected to report in December 2026. Lepodisiran, from Eli Lilly, descends from the Dicerna platform Novo Nordisk, NVO, now owns. It is dosed roughly twice a year, cuts LPA by about 94%, and has shown a single dose lasting up to a year and a half. Its outcomes trial is the largest of the group and reports toward the end of the decade. Zerlasiran, from Silence Therapeutics, can be dosed as infrequently as every 6 months and has driven LPA down 90%, with peak knockdown near 99%. It has not yet started a Phase 3 outcomes trial, and it needs a partner to fund a trial. The shape of the race is clean. The ASO leads because it could be first to market, while the Cernas lead on potency and dosing. We believe this market is big enough for there to be several winners. Who owns the fourth kingdom? The patent question. The natural assumption is that because Alnylam pioneered RNAi, it collects a royalty on every Cerna drug ever made. That was mostly true for 15 years, but the intellectual property, IP, landscape is changing significantly. There are two core IP layers in the fourth kingdom. The first layer is foundational, the enabling technology itself, the RNAi mechanism and the GalNAc delivery chemistry that makes liver drugs possible. This is the layer Alnylam dominated, anchored by the Tushul 2 patents, but this IP is now expiring. A drug launching around 2030 can avoid these IP costs entirely. The tollbooth Alnylam built over the whole category is closing at almost exactly the moment this generation of LPA drugs arrives. The second layer is composition of matter, the patents on each specific drug, the exact RNA sequence and chemical pattern. This layer does not belong to Alnylam. It belongs to each developer, Amgen and Arrowhead for Alpaceron, Eli Lilly for Lepodisiran, Silence for Zerlasiran. These patents run into the late 2030s and give each drug roughly a decade of exclusivity after launch. This is where the real, durable value of each individual drug lives. So the fourth kingdom has fractured into four parallel patent estates. Alnylam holds its GalNAc and its proprietary next-generation chemistry. Arrowhead built its own platform out of the assets Roche abandoned. Ionis owns a separate universe of antisense, ASO, chemistry. And Silence holds its own foundational chemistry too. A set of patents strong enough that in their 2018 settlement it was Alnylam that took a license from Silence and paid royalties, not the reverse. The key IP battle today is Ionis versus Arrowhead, over the target their triglyceride drug share. Arrowhead's most valuable near-term drug depends on how a California court reads the scope of an Ionis patent. The four companies we cover, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, is the incumbent and the anchor of our exposure to the fourth kingdom. Amvuttra-Vutrisiran is its franchise for transthyretin amyloidosis, ATTR amyloidosis, a fatal disease in which a misfolded liver protein poisons the nerves and heart, is scaling fast, with 2026 revenue guided to roughly $4.90 to $5.3 billion, holding more than 90% first-line access in a market that is only about 20% treated. The next-generation version of Amvuttra, with 95% effectiveness on twice-yearly dosing, launches around 2028. This is the safest way to own the fourth kingdom, and the stock is priced that way. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals is the best challenger. It has closed major deals in the last 18 months. Sarepta agreed to pay up to $10 billion for muscle-directed rights. Novartis agreed to pay up to $2 billion for a Parkinson's program that delivers Arrowhead's chemistry into the brain in July. Arrowhead's triglyceride drug posted best-case Phase 3 data, an 80% reduction, a clean safety profile, a filing coming by year-end. The stock, ARWR, jumped to near $87 on this news, up from a 52-week low near $15. Ionis's first-generation ASO is genuinely superior to Cerna in two places, rewriting how a gene is spliced, which Cerna cannot do, and delivering broadly across the brain, where Ionis has 15 years of experience and three approved drugs. Silence Therapeutics is the most speculative stock in the fourth kingdom. It's being priced by the market as an avoid, which may be a great opportunity for us. Its gold chemistry is a genuine fourth Cerna platform, with Alnylam paying royalties to Silence, not the reverse. Its LPA drug, Zerlasiran, has cut LPA by more than 90% and is stalled short of Phase 3 only for one of a funding partner, not for one of data. The near-term catalyst for Silence is the SANRECO, a global clinical study in Phase 2 for Divesiran, SLN124, to treat polycythemia vera, a rare blood cancer in which the marrow overproduces red cells, thickening the blood and driving clots, and whose patients today are managed by repeated therapeutic phlebotomy, the draining of blood to keep the red cell count down. Divesiron silences TMPRSS6 to restrict iron and throttle that overproduction. The phase Y data is why the trade is live. Zero phlebotomies through 6 months on quarterly dosing, a median 287 days to first phlebotomy after the last dose, no dose-limiting toxicities, and no discontinuations. The phase II study is fully enrolled at 48 patients, with top line expected in the second half of 2026. Success will reprice shares of Silence and validate the company's gold chemistry as a durable platform. A miss, on the other hand, removes the only near-term catalyst and sends the company into 2027 with an unsold LPA asset and cash to burn. The stock is a small cap near $11 per share against a diagnosed U.S. polycythemia vera population in the low hundreds of thousands, and published analyst targets run from about $4 to $75. How to invest in the Fourth Kingdom? Alnylam is our ballast, a durable, scaled, execution-driven platform. Arrowhead and Silence are the frontier, binary, catalyst-driven. Ionis sits between. We believe the LPR results will wake the market up to the full potential commercial value of gene silencing. Pelacarsen's results, from Novartis and Ionis, in the second half of 2026 are the first gun. Alpaceron's, Amgen, around December will be the second. It's time to buy gene silencing. See the portfolio page for our specific position size recommendations and our current buy-up to price. The Porter & Company Biotechnology Portfolio. While this is the first issue of Porter & Company Biotechnology, we are not starting from scratch. Aris Kalir built most of the portfolio, and he built it well. The portfolio has averaged 60% gains so far. My job is not to dismantle it, but instead to bend it, slowly, toward our new strategy, which is to own the best science in medicine and hold it until it matures. The lead recommendation in this issue is the Fourth Kingdom, gene silencing, and the portfolio will hold four positions here. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, Alny, owns the foundational chemistry. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, ARWR, has taken that chemistry out of the liver and into muscle, fat, lung and brain. Silence Therapeutics, NASDAQ, SLN, is the riskiest but offers us the most potential upside. Novartis, NYSE, NVS, is the integrated developer, see more below, with the most exposure to gene silencing. The other major change we're making is we're selling Sagimet Biosciences, NASDAQ, SGMT, which has been an outstanding performer for the letter since inception. See more below. We are also adding some ballast to the portfolio, a software company that's a tollbooth across the entire industry. The Fourth Kingdom's integrated leader, Novartis by Novartis. Talk about Lindy. Novartis, NYSE, NVS, traces its roots to a Basel, Switzerland, dye works founded in 1758. It now sells medicines in more than 80 countries, earned a 41.2% operating margin on $14.4 billion of sales in the June quarter, and converted $5.6 billion of that quarter's revenue into cash. It paid shareholders $7.8 billion in dividends last year. Novartis has produced a first-in-class medicine in nearly every modern modality. Gleevec, approved in 2001, was the first drug designed to jam the single enzyme that drives chronic myeloid leukemia. Kymriah, in 2017, was the first approved therapy that reprograms a patient's own immune cells to hunt cancer. Zolgensma, in 2019, delivers a working gene inside a virus to infants born without it. Lutathera and Pluvicto attach radiation to molecules that seek out tumors. Fabhalta, which won full approval on July 17, 2026, to slow kidney function decline and IgA nephropathy, blocks part of the immune system's complement cascade with a twice-daily capsule. The company also faces its largest patent loss in its history. Entresto, its heart failure drug, sold $7.7 billion in 2025. American generics launched, and Entresto sold $1.18 billion in the June quarter, down 51%. First half sales fell 48%. That is roughly $4 billion of annual revenue leaving the business. Management still guides to 5% to 6% sales growth a year through 2030, because innovation in the pharma industry continues to produce new, higher quality, patent-protected medicines. Novartis has restocked its patent portfolio with gene silencing drugs. It is currently ramping sales of Lokvio, developed by Alnylam, a twice-yearly cholesterol injection, which sold $1.2 billion in 2025 and $480 million in the June quarter alone, both up 59% year-over-year. I believe Novartis is going to win the race to the first LPA target. As we've detailed in this issue, LPA is a cholesterol-carrying particle set almost entirely by the genes a person is born with. Diet does not move it. Exercise does not move it. Statins barely touch it. It causes heart attacks, strokes, and a narrowing of the aortic valve, and no approved drug lowers it. Novartis enrolled 8,323 patients with established heart disease in LPA Horizon, the first trial ever run to prove that lowering LPA prevents cardiovascular events rather than merely moving a laboratory number. Results arrive in the second half of this year. Novartis intends to file with the FDA in 2026. Novartis licensed its LPA gene-silencing drug pelacarsen from Ionis in February 2019, took worldwide responsibility for developing, manufacturing, and selling it, and has funded the 8,323 patient trial since. Ionis will earn a royalty on sales, starting around 15% and rising toward 20% as the drug grows. But in January 2023, Ionis sold a quarter of that royalty to Royalty Pharma, RPRX, for $500 million in cash, so it now keeps only three-quarters of it. If pelacarsen sells $3 billion a year, Novartis collects roughly $2.4 billion of it, Ionis roughly $450 million, and Royalty Pharma the remaining $150 million. Novartis takes $4 of every $5. An estimated 18.7 million American adults have established cardiovascular disease, and roughly 21% of them carry LPA above the level Novartis used to enroll its trial, 3.9 million people in the U.S. alone. Only 2% of American cardiovascular patients have ever been tested for it. In March 2026, the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association began recommending that every adult have LPA measured at least once, and that the relatives of anyone with a high reading be tested too. Evaluate's consensus puts the three lead LPA drugs at $5.6 billion combined by 2032. Royalty Pharma models pelacarsen above $3 billion at its peak. Our own model, built from the diagnosed population upward, produces $4 billion in 2032 annually and $13 billion annually by 2036. Novartis trades at 18x trailing earnings and pays a 3% dividend. The huge opportunity in LPA isn't priced into the stock. A tollbooth. Veeva Systems by Veeva Systems. Peter Gassner ran platform engineering at Salesforce, CRM, until 2007. He left, built software for drug companies, and sold to no other industry. More than 1,550 drug companies now run their clinical trials, regulatory submissions, manufacturing records and sales calls on it. The business is Veeva Systems, NYSE, Veeve, and it rents out that software by the year. Subscriptions produced $2.684 billion of its $3.195 billion in revenue last fiscal year, 84 cents of every dollar, renewed annually. Veeva sells two product families. Commercial Solutions runs the Salesforce, which physicians use to record when a representative visited, what was discussed, and what happens next. Research and quality, Veeva calls it Development Cloud, manages clinical trials, assembles the submissions the FDA requires before a drug can be sold, and documents manufacturing quality and drug safety after it launches. Federal rules lock customers in place. Drug companies must keep records in validated systems, software tested and documented to prove it does what it claims, to a standard an FDA auditor accepts, with tamper-proof audit trails and controlled access. Replacing one means revalidating every record, retraining every user, and doing both while the regulator watches. Revenue reached $3.195 billion in the year ended January 2026, up 16%. Operating income rose 33% to $916 million. Net income was $909 million. Free cash flow was $1.39 billion, or 44 cents of every revenue dollar, the highest margin in Veeva's public history. Cash and investments total $7.3 billion. Management guides this year to $3.64 billion and targets $6 billion of annual revenue by 2030 to 13% to 14% growth a year. AI sent the stock down but strengthened the business. An AI model reads records. In life sciences, the records that matter sit inside validated systems rather than on the open internet, and Veeva owns them. Veeva released AI agents for sales calls and promotional content review in December 2025. It will extend Vault AI to every application this August. Each AI agent writes to records that Veeva already manages and adds another validated system a departing customer would have to rebuild. The stock fell 31% over the past 12 months. Revenue, operating margin, and free cash flow margin each set records over the same 12 months. Veeva trades at 24x trailing earnings against a 5-year average of 60x, at 21x this year's expected earnings, and under 19x next year's. The drug that already works, Madrigal by Madrigal Pharmaceuticals. Fat accumulates in the liver. Inflammation follows. Scar tissue replaces the working liver. The scarring hardens into cirrhosis and, sometimes, liver cancer. Doctors call the condition MASH, metabolic dysfunction associated steatohepatitis, and until 2 years ago they could only tell patients to lose weight. Proving that a MASH drug works requires a liver biopsy showing the scarring reversed, not a blood marker. Drug after drug cleared mid-stage testing but failed that biopsy in phase 3. Madrigal Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, MDGL, passed it. Resdifra, resmetirom, is a once-daily pill. Liver cells carry a receptor called THR-beta that burns fat and clears cholesterol when switched on. Resdifra turns it on inside the liver and leaves the thyroid receptors in the heart and bone untouched. The FDA granted accelerated approval in March 2024 for patients with moderate to advanced scarring who have not yet reached cirrhosis, the first approval the disease had ever received. The European Commission followed in August 2025 and waived the biopsy requirement entirely. Resdifra sold $180 million in its first partial year and $958 million in 2025. Patients on therapy reached 42,250 by the March quarter, up from 36,250 in December. Revenue across those two quarters slipped from $321 million to $311 million because insurance deductibles reset every January and Madrigal absorbs the gap. Patients rose 16% while revenue fell 3%. Madrigal's selling costs barely move with volume, and revenue now exceeds them. The March quarter included a $54 million one-time licensing payment. Without that one-time payment, Madrigal lost $38 million on $311 million of revenue. Analysts forecast a $6 per share loss this year, an $18 per share profit next year on $2.2 billion of revenue, and $3 billion of revenue in 2028. Cash of $818 million and an undrawn $150 million credit line cover the remaining losses without issuing a share. Madrigal should see a huge increase in patients when its cirrhosis trial is completed. Results are expected in 2027. Madrigal management says approval in cirrhosis would roughly double the patients it can sell to. While there is potential competition from weight loss drugs, it's far more likely that the growing focus on metabolic health leads more patients to Madrigal's MASH drug, not the other way around. The FDA approved Novo Nordisk's, NVO, Wegovy for MASH in August 2025. Madrigal's patients on therapy then went from 29,500 to 36,250 to 42,250 across the following three quarters, and the number of diagnosed patients grew by half. Diagnosis, not treatment, had always been the constraint on this disease. Obesity clinics screen for liver scarring and refer the patients they find. The stock trades at under 6x next year's expected revenue and under 30x next year's expected earnings. Every other MASH drug is still running trials. Madrigal's is in pharmacies. Sell Sagimet. Sagimet Biosciences, NASDAQ, SGMT, attacks MASH one step earlier than Madrigal does. Its drug, denifanstat, blocks fatty acid synthase, the enzyme the liver uses to build new fat out of sugar. Madrigal burns the fat off. Sagimet stops the liver from making it. Denifanstat cleared its mid-stage biopsy trial and holds a breakthrough therapy designation, which the FDA grants to drugs it judges to be a substantial improvement over existing treatment. But Sagimet ran out of money to finish the work. A phase 3 MASH trial takes thousands of patients, liver biopsies, and years of follow-up. On April 27, 2026, the company stated that it will undertake no further clinical development in MASH until non-dilutive financing is achieved. That same day, Sagimet sold 29,166,700 new shares at $6 and raised $175 million, issuing stock 17% below where it trades today. It directed the proceeds to a phase 3 trial in acne starting later this year. Research spending fell from $15.3 million to $7.0 million in a single quarter. We bought a contender in liver disease, but it looks like Madrigal won the race. We now own an acne company. Acne is a real market and a crowded one. Cheap generics and isotretinoin already treated, and Sagimet's trial has not begun. Its losses widen from a forecast $58 million this year to $80 million next year as that trial starts. Sell Fortress Bio Ares recommended Fortress Biotech, NASDAQ, FBO, in September 2025 at $2.95, on a simple thesis. The company was worth more than its stock price in cash alone, trading for less than the money in its own bank account. When we launched this biotech research in January 2024, the biotech sector had been left for dead. Higher interest rates after the pandemic had crushed it, and more than 180 drug companies were trading for less than the cash sitting in their own bank accounts. You could buy a company, take its cash, and be handed its drug pipeline for free. The whole sector was on the clearance rack, and the winning move was to fill your cart with the cheapest names on it. That rack is empty now. The below-cash bargains of early 2024 have been repriced, bought out, or rescued by the recovery we predicted. A handful of stocks still trade below their cash today, But they are no longer cheap because the market overlooked them. They are cheap because something is broken, a failed trial, a dead drug, a business burning its last dollars. And, while there are still a few interesting net-net opportunities, the easy money in buying these statistical bargains has been made. The way to build real wealth from here is the Regeneron way. Not trading cheap stocks for 30% or 50% gains, but owning the best science in the world early and holding it until it matures into something enormous. We want the platforms that can produce drug after drug, the assets that can multiply their sales and profits many times over, and the businesses that grow richer as the whole industry expands around them. And finally, Prime Medicine, NASDAQ, PRME, performed the first prime edit ever done in a human being, rewriting a short stretch of DNA rather than cutting it. This is an incredible new frontier of medicine, and, no doubt, Prime Medicine will become a leader in the space. But this development arc is decades long. We prefer to wait until there's some human clinical data. Until then, this is simply too risky for our current strategy. Portfolio Actions Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, ALNI, is now a strong buy. Just before this issue went to press, Alnylam reported its Q2 and cut full-year guidance for its transthyretin franchise from a range of $4.4 billion to $4.7 billion down to $4.2 billion to $4.5 billion. The stock fell 25%. The same release reported that product revenue grew 74% from a year earlier. The transthyretin franchise grew 89% and passed $1 billion in a single quarter for the first time in the company's history. The guidance reduction amounts to a roughly 4% decline in guidance, but the stock lost a quarter of its value. Amvuttra, Vutrisiran, is Alnylam's twice-yearly injection for transthyretin amyloidosis, a disease in which a misfolded liver protein deposits in the nerves and heart. When the Food and Drug Administration approved it for the heart form in March 2025, a queue of patients had waited years for something better than the drugs that merely slow the protein down. Alnylam treated that queue quickly. Growth looked spectacular, and the company took the clearing of a backlog for the underlying rate of demand. The backlog is gone. The growth rate underneath it is slower, but there will be plenty of growth. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, ARWR, enters the portfolio at hold. This is simply a timing issue. We're waiting for a better entry price. Arrowhead has done everything right. Its triglyceride drug is approved and selling. It has pushed gene silencing into muscle, fat, lung, and brain, and the largest drug makers on earth have paid it billions for access. The problem is the price. The stock has run from $15 to $87 in 12 months. The science is better than it was a year ago. The stock is 5x more expensive. We want to own this company below $75. Silence Therapeutics, NASDAQ, SLN, is a speculative buy. Polycythemia vera is a blood cancer in which the marrow makes too many red cells, thickening the blood until it clots. The standard treatment is to drain blood out of the patient on a schedule. Silence's drug divesiran silences a gene to restrict the iron the marrow needs, and phase 2 results arrive in the second half of this year. Roivant Sciences, NASDAQ, Roiv, and TG Therapeutics, NASDAQ, TGTX, both stay at hold. Roivant is a world-class drug development holding company. It verifies drug targets and sells them, quickly, at a profit. TG Therapeutics sells Briumvi, a multiple sclerosis infusion growing quickly in a market with room left in it. UniCure, NASDAQ, Cure, is a hold. Huntington's disease is a fatal inherited disorder that destroys the brain in midlife, and nothing on the market slows it. UniCure's gene therapy slowed progression by 75% after 3 years, and a regulatory filing is coming. Immunity Bio, NASDAQ, IBRX, is a buy. Immunity Bio sells one drug, Anktiva. It is an interleukin-15 receptor agonist. It switches on the natural killer cells and T cells already sitting in the bladder wall. The FDA approved it in April 2024 for bladder cancer that has stopped responding to BCG. A weakened tuberculosis bacterium doctors have flushed into the bladder as standard treatment since 1990. Anktiva is given with BCG, not instead of it. Anktiva sold $113 million in 2025 against $15 million in 2024, an increase of 668%. The March quarter brought $44.2 million, up 168% from a year earlier. Doses shipped rose 168% as well, so prescriptions drove the gain rather than price. Regulators in 5 jurisdictions covering roughly 34 countries have cleared the drug, including the European Union in February and Saudi Arabia in January. On 19 May, the FDA accepted Immunity Bio's application to treat papillary tumors and set January 6, 2027, for its decision. The agency had refused the same application once and demanded more evidence. Immunity Bio came back with 80 patients, 58.2% of whom reached 12 months with no cancer detected. But the trial was single-arm. Every patient received Anktiva and no comparison group went without it, which leaves the agency guessing at how many of those patients would have stayed cancer-free anyway. We size the position at 6% rather than 10% for that reason. How we size these positions? We size inversely to volatility so that every position contributes roughly the same amount of risk to the portfolio. After all, a 3% position in Unicure and a 3% position in Novartis are not remotely the same bet. We also cap each position by what kind of business it is. 14% for a toll booth or an integrated developer, 10% for a developer whose drugs have reached the market, 6% for a developer whose drugs have not yet reached the market, a 2% minimum for speculative buys. Novartis is the one position where we add options. We recommend structuring your position as 80% equity and 20% long-dated call options struck at the money. This will add upside to our highest conviction idea. The model portfolio prices as of July 30, 2026. Present value is our estimate of what a share is worth today on the evidence in hand, not a price target. Buy below is the highest price at which we would put new money to work. No longer covering blockchain blue chips, China tech boom, hedges, and next generation warfighting, and to maintain our focus on biotech, we are no longer covering this sector. This includes SBI Holdings, 8,473, JP, SharpLink, NASDAQ, SPET, GDS Holdings, NASDAQ, GDS, Alphabet, NASDAQ, Goog, Microsoft, NASDAQ, MSFT, Venture Global, NYSE, VG, Ada Coagro, NYSE, Agro, Gobbler Group, XK4, GR, SBI Holdings, 8,473, JP, and SharpLink, NASDAQ, SPET, remain open positions in Porter & Company, Asymmetry, Alphabet, GOOG, and Venture Global, VG. Remain open positions in Porter Stansberry's Complete Investor Good Investing, F. Porter Stansberry Stevenson, Maryland. References: Novartis second quarter 2026 results, quarterly net sales, core operating margin, free cash flow, Entresto and Lockvio sales, 2026 guidance. https://www.novartis.com/news/media, releases/Novartis delivered sales growth Q2. And further advanced pipeline full-year guidance reaffirmed. Novartis full-year 2025 results, Entresto 2025 sales, Lockvio 2025 sales and country footprint, dividend, 5-6% sales growth target through 2030. https://www.novartis.com/sites/novartis_com/files/Q4 2025 interim financial report n.pdf. Novartis licenses Pelacarsen from Ionis, February 2019, worldwide development and commercialization responsibility. https://www.novartis.com/news/media releases/Novartis pursue transformational therapy reduce risk cardiovascular disease people living elevated levels inherited lipoproteina. Ionis Pharmaceuticals fiscal 2025 form 10k, $900 million payment cap, more than $275 million received, mid-teens to low minus 20% royalty, Royalty Pharma taking 25% of royalties. https://www.sec.gov/archive/edgar/data/87401/5/0008-74011-526-0001-15/form10k.htm. Ionis and Royalty Pharma royalty agreement, January 2023, $500 million upfront for 25% of Pelacarsen royalties. https://ir.ionis.com/news/releases/news-release-details/Ionis-and-royalty-pharma Enter royalty agreement, 11 billion royalty agreement, 11 billion royalty pharma, investor day, September 2025. Pelacarsen launch and peak sales modeling, https://www.royaltypharma.com/wp-content/upload/2025/09/investor-day consolidated slides v-final.pdf Alnylam Form 10K. Lockvio royalty of 10% to 20% and the 2020 sale of half that royalty to Blackstone. https://www.sec.gov/archives/edgar/data/11786701-17867-025-0002-6/ALNI-202-41231.html/PAORA Ryzen trial record, 8,323 patients, https://clinicaltrials.gov/study/nct0402352. U.S. prevalence of established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, 18.7 million adults, https://pmc.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/article/pmc1016864/lpa/share of cardiovascular patients with elevated LPA, https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/36252994/lpa/testing rate among U.S. patients with cardiovascular disease. https://familyheart.org/wp/content/upload/2023/11/aha/2023/poster/lpa/final.pdf/26/acc/aha/dyslipidemia/guideline. Recommendation to measure LPA once in all adults and to test first-degree relatives. https://www.he.org/about/ache/press. releases/2026/03/13/18/01/ACAHA/issue updated, guideline for managing lipids cholesterol rapatha annual sales history, https://www.amgen.com/newsroom/press, releases/2026/02/amgen reports fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results, U.S. insurer rejection of PCSK9 inhibitor prescriptions, Hess et al., Circulation 2017, https://pmc.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/article/pmc5716860/2015 forecasts for the PCSK9 drug class, https://www.forbes.com/sites/matthew-harper/2015/06/10/how-the-new-cholesterol-drugs-from-amgen-and-regeneron-could-still-be-blockbusters/evaluate-consensus for the LPA drug class, $5.6 billion by 2032. https://www.cnbc.com/2026/04/27/LPA-drugs-from-Novartis-Amgen-and-Eli Lilly to prevent heart attacks.html Fabhalta receives FDA traditional full approval to slow kidney function decline in IgA nephropathy, July 17, 2026. https://www.novartis.com/news/media releases/novartis-fabhalta-iptacopan receives FDA traditional approval first and only complement inhibitor significantly slow kidney function decline primary IgAN share price, market capitalization, trailing earnings multiple and dividend yield, Perplexity Finance real-time data, July 28, 2026. LPA class revenue model, Porter & Company internal, built on the population, testing rate and pricing sources above. Veeva Fiscal 2026 fourth quarter and full year results, revenue, subscription revenue, operating income, net income, free cash flow, segment subscription growth, customer count, $6 billion 2030 run rate target. https://ear.veeva.com/news/news/details/2026/Veeva announces fourth quarter and fiscal year 2026 results/default.asps/Veeva Fiscal 2027 first quarter results, April 2026 quarter segment growth, guidance, cash and investments, Vault CRM customers migrated, Vault AI and Falcon timing, Ostro acquisition. https://ear.veeva.com/news/news/details/2026/Veeva announces fiscal 2027 first quarter results/default.asps/Veeva Fiscal 2026 Form 10-K, Salesforce agreement expiration and wind down terms, seat cap, end of support date, ICVIA licensing its CRM to Salesforce, customer defection risk factor, absence of retention rate disclosure. https://www.sec.gov/archive/edgar/data/1393052/0001393022600014/vev20260131.htm Veeva Form 8K, August 13, 2025, ICVIA settlement. All claims dismissed with prejudice, neither party paying damages. https://www.sec.gov/archive/edgar/data/1393052/000 13935225000058/viv202508131.htm Viva AI Agents General Availability, December 2025. https://www.viva.com/resources/viva-i-agents Now available to increase productivity and customer centricity/Vault CRM migration progress and pulled forward end of support date. https://www.viva.com/resources/more-than-125-customers-worldwide-live on Vault CRM, as Viva accelerates the industry's agentic transformation/FDA accelerated approval of Rezdiffra, March 2024. https://www.fda.gov/drugs/news-events/human-drugs/FDA, approves treatment serious liver disease known MASH Madrigal fourth quarter, and full year 2025 results, 2024 and 2025 revenue, quarterly revenue, patients on therapy, operating expenses, confirmatory trial enrollment, and 2027 trial results. https://ear.madrigalpharma.com/news-releases/news-release-details/Madrigal Pharmaceuticals reports fourth quarter and full year zero Madrigal first quarter 26 results, March 2026 revenue, patients on therapy, one-time licensing payment, cash position, addressable market expansion, Arrowhead license, oral GLP-1 program. https://ear.madrigalpharma.com/news-releases/news-release-details/Madrigal Pharmaceuticals reports first quarter 2026 financial European Commission approval of Rezdiffra without biopsy requirement. August 2025. https://ear.madrigalpharma.com/news-releases/news-release-details/Madrigal receives European Commission approval, Rezdiffrat Maestro NASH Outcomes Trial Record, https://clinicaltrials.gov/study/NCT05550222. FDA approval of Wegovy for non-cirrhotic MASH, August 2025, and Essence results. https://www.accessdata.fda.gov/drugsatvata_docs/label/2025/215256so24lbl.pdf Acaro Synchrony Phase 3 Program. https://acarotees.com/clinical-trials/Roche-agreement-to-acquire 89bio, September 2025. https://www.roche.com/media/releases/medcore2025-0918 Share prices, 12-month returns, trailing and forward multiples, 5-year average multiples and consensus estimates, Perplexity Finance real-time and standardized data, July 28, 2026, Viva valuation versus history cross-checked against Seeking Alpha, July 28, 2026, Sagimet strategic and corporate update, April 27, 2026, halt of MASH clinical development pending non-dilutive financing, U.S. Phase 3 acne trial in second half of 2026, https://ear.sagimet.com/news-releases/news-release-details/Sagimet Biosciences, provide strategic and corporate updates Sagimet pricing of $175.0 million offering, 29,166,700 shares at $6, April 2026. https://ear.sagimet.com/news-releases/news-release-details/Sagimet Biosciences announces pricing $1,750 million underwritten Sagimet first quarter 2026 results. Research spending, net loss, cash and runway, https://www.globenewswire.com/news-release/2026/05/12/32927 10/0/n/Sagimet Biosciences reports first quarter 2026 financial results and provides corporate updates. HTML, share prices, 12-month returns, revenue and earnings multiples, consensus loss forecasts and analyst price targets. Perplexity Finance real-time and standardized data, July 28, 2026. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals second quarter 2026 results, quarterly product and TTR revenue. Revised full-year guidance and management commentary on second-line demand. https://www.businesswire.com/news/home/202607305232967/n/Alnylam Pharmaceuticals reports second quarter 2026 financial results and highlights recent period progress. Madrigal Pharmaceuticals second quarter 2026 results, quarterly revenue, patients on therapy, operating expenses and cash. https://ir.madrigalpharma.com/news/releases/news/release/details/madrigalpharmaceuticals/reports/second-quarter-26 financial Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals. FDA approval of Redemplo, Plozasiran, November 18, 2025. https://ir.arrowheadpharma.com/news/releases/news/release/details/arrowheadpharmaceuticals announces FDA approval Redemplo Silence Therapeutics, Divisiran Sanreco Program and Polycythemia Vera. https://silencetherapeutics.com/our-science/our-pipeline/Unicure. AMT 133-year data in Huntington's disease. https://unicure.gcsweb.com/news/releases/share prices. 1-year daily price histories used for volatility, market capitalizations and consensus estimates. Perplexity Finance, July 30, 2026. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.